Sarah Palin was at a picnic in Fairbanks, one of the main towns in Alaska, yesterday, at which she made her final resignation speech. But it has to be said that she begins her life as plain old Sarah Palin, without the title of governor, amid a huge sort of cloud of confusion, with the speculation rife and equally divided between those who think she's just begun her run on the White House, and those who essentially think she's toast. That it's all over because she's now got this quitter label hung around her neck. So she starts her next phase of her political life, I think, in classic Palin fashion, amid a huge mound of confusion.
Well, if she is toast, will she have a political life, do you think, or is she looking to go into the private sector?
This is what's baffling about her. I mean, everything about the Palin story since she was first plucked out of relative obscurity last August by the McCain campaign to be his running mate in the presidential elections. Everything has been utterly baffling. And the baffling thing about it now is that we really don't know what she intends. I mean, and that's the sort of first starting point. What does she want to do? Does she really have any national political ambitions? And all we can go by these days are by these sort of tantalizing tweets that she's putting up on her Twitter page, in which in one tweet she'll imply she harbors national ambitions, and the next tweet she'll talk about being in a camper van with her kids admiring the Alaskan wilderness, which leaves you none the wiser, really. Let's assume she does want to run for the White House in 2012. Then, even then, it's kind of not clear whether she'd be successful or a serious candidate. At the moment, her poll ratings are falling, and they're now down to 40% favorability rating, with her unfavorability rating more than 50%, 53%. So there's slippage going on, and I think her resignation will not do her any good in terms of trying to become a national politician. So there's a big hurdle ahead of her, I think.
And when she opens up her diary, does she just see blank pages?
Well, we just see blank pages because, like everything else, we haven't really got a clue about what she's intending to do. Her spokesperson is saying that today she's going to sit down with Palin and they're going to look at the options ahead of them and start making decisions. All we know is that on August the 8th, Palin is due to speak at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California, and that's her only scheduled appointment that we know about. We also know that she's going to write a memoir, a book. We don't know how much she's being paid for it, but presumably quite a lot of money, and that will go towards her legal fees. She's saddled with quite a huge burden of legal fees as a result of numerous ethics complaints against her in the state of Alaska since she came back from the presidential race. So she has to make quite a lot of money just to pay her legal fees, and she'll be writing a book to do that. But beyond that, we really don't know. I mean, will she sign up to a TV presenting job? Will she, gain a column in a national newspaper? Will she go on a speaker's tour of the country in order to gain a national profile? None of these things we know the answer to.
Where would you put your money?
Well, I mean, she hit such a nerve last August in terms of rallying a very despondent and depressed rump of the Republican Party, and she became so wildly popular among them that I think it would be strange if we heard the last from her now, in the sense that that rump is really all that's left of the Republican Party. The sort of middle, moderate, mainstream part of the party has disappeared, and it's going to be a very long and difficult job for the party to regain that following. So in a sense, her support has risen as the party has fallen. In terms of the proportion of support she gets within the Republican Party. And with that kind of support behind her, I think it would be bizarre if she didn't go forward. But then, as I said earlier, everything about the Sarah Palin story has been bizarre.